Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Lewis. Welcome to the another edition of Rural Route, the program where we gather. I think the wind is taking my mind. We gather at this day every time, well, Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. We have a guest, two guests today. Joining us from Sedgwick County, Kansas, although they're visiting and we're in town for a symposium this week about the dangers of AI data centers, Kristen Megan Kelly and Tammy Clark, industrial hygienist. Welcome to Rural Route.
Hi, are you guys still in Kansas?
Yes,
we're still in Kansas, and we are in our hotel business center, so just know anything can happen.
Hey, this is live Rural Route. Anything happens on a regular basis. Most people just tune in to see what we can kind of deal with, what duct tape and bale wire we bring together. Okay, industrial hygienist, Kristen Megan Kelly. First of all, what is an industrial hygienist?
An industrial hygienist is an exposure scientist, and our job is to anticipate, recognize, and evaluate and control health hazards in an occupational setting and apply that same science to ensure that what's happening in the workplace isn't affecting community public health. So we deal with anything that can be ingested, affect you through contact, inhalation, radiation, illumination, ergonomics. If it can affect the human body, it falls under our profession in an occupational setting, but it also falls under the public health umbrella, and the science of this is the same, whether it's in the workplace or in your home.
Tammy Clark, do you want to take issue with that and just start with a good argument?
No, because I'm also an industrial hygienist. So we're from the same background. So yeah, basically what we do is we look at anything and everything people are doing in an occupational setting and what would be the correlating hazards or exposures. And then we have to anticipate and control those hazards. So we also then take that into the community as a public health professional to ensure that the community is also safe from any potential exposures.
My first introduction to the both of you was you were in Bismarck, and you testified in front of the legislative body. And from that day forward, I'm like, I got to get a hold of those two. And then I never did. My friend Mary Grainer, she just, you know, she doesn't always get me what I need until it's too late. But here you are, thanks to a meeting in Wichita. How'd the meeting go, by the way?
It was fantastic. Oh,
it went really well, yeah.
It was great. It was an hour. You're talking about the symposium, correct? The community symposium?
Yes.
Okay. Because we've had lots of meetings.
All right, I'm talking about the symposium that was precipitated because, strangely enough, there's one county that somebody wants to build an AI data center in. I know it's the only county in America. That's very, very bad joke because they're trying to build an AI data center in every single county USA. But this is Sedgwick County. And Tammy, what did you get into?
Yeah, they're targeting Sedgwick County with several proposed AI data centers. And our concern was they're not just data centers, they're hyperscale data centers, multiple and in very close proximity to each other. So that what we realized is that they're all along the transmission lines that run across the state that we were able to get our eyes on for the first time and realize, wow, this is massive, these transmission lines. And then all along the transmission lines, you have these huge hyperscale data centers that are going to be kind of running alongside that transmission line. And then you have your communities that will be boxed in and surrounded by them. So when we saw that, they took us on an actual tour of the county so we could see for ourselves where they're proposed. We were really shocked with the number of them they want to put in. And immediately, of course, for us, the health hazards just really, we looked at each other like, this cannot happen. These communities are going to be very seriously harmed, and their livestock.
So here's what I've observed, and you pretty much just said this is what's happening, but I'm going to tell you my own progression. You know, I think all of us have seen a map of the NITSE line, which is this North American new transmission line, or in some places they wanted to, in Colorado, there are places they wanted to put a 60-mile-wide easement. Are you kidding me? But that's what they're talking about doing. And this was back 15 years ago, they said, we're going to put in this new transmission line because our transmission lines just aren't adequate. And so you see this map, it goes through central Oklahoma, there's a little stretch through Kansas, it goes up through Colorado, up into North Dakota, and all of these lines. And what I've been figuring out is that all of this work that was done 20 years ago was to bring us to this point today. So if you got new transmission lines, if you got an onslaught of wind and solar and all of these other over highly subsidized projects that can't sustain on their own, and then first they kill coal so that they can bring these other projects, you're subject to an AI data center at the hyperscale level, which now Utah is beginning to understand. Cheyenne, Wyoming is beginning to understand. We even have places like Dickey County, Oliver County, Mercer County, North Dakota. But this plan has been in place for a long time.
Well, you know, Kristen and I realized, I think, for the first time, this has been quite an eye-opening experience being out here in the heartland, because we have been all over helping people at board meetings and symposiums to educate legislators and county officials, township officials. But when we got out here to Kansas, it really hit me hard. Like, this has been in the works for years. Mm-hmm. Decades, because Absolutely. What we're now seeing it. I told Kristen, it's kind of like the whole COVID thing. They were planning that for years, for decades. But when they pulled the trigger, it was like it threw all of us into a very reactive situation. And then you start to realize what's happening. How did this come about? There's no way this just happened in the coordinated manner that it did. Then you start to realize, oh my gosh, these, you know, evil people have been planning this for decades, and now it's being thrust on us because the plan is now being rolled out and they're implementing it. And that's what we're realizing being out here in Kansas, that, oh my gosh, this is part of something much bigger, and it's been going on for a very long time. But now they're able to pull the trigger because they have all the puzzle pieces in place.
Actually, Tammy, I'm a bit surprised in how you position that, and that you've been around the country. But it wasn't until you came to Sedgwick County that you saw this whole thing at play, because it's happening everywhere. I mean, look at what's happening in Northern Virginia. You just look all around Indianapolis, all of these places. Yeah. The plans have been in place for a long time. We're now living it.
It's your rural flat land and your lack of trees. We have a less filtered visual of what they're really doing. I think that's what made the difference.
Yeah, because we've been in Virginia. We've been in these other places. We've been all over the country speaking, but nowhere does it come together where you can see miles and miles because of your flat land of this transmission lines. And then you see all along it, you see these substations, these massive substations being built, and we can see it all for miles being here. And that's what kind of connected the dots for us. Like, yeah, we know they want these data centers, but you don't get a visual of it like you do in the heartland until we've been here.
I don't believe that Sedgwick County is especially targeted. I just think it's one of the areas where they're targeting. And again, I've named some of those in our Great Plains area. South Dakota is the only one that's really done a good job keeping them at bay at this point. Everybody's now heard about the 9 gigawatt AI data center going in 40,000 plus acres in Utah. Cheyenne now has 3 data centers permitted that will consume 12 times the amount of electricity the entire state consumes. So all of those things are taking place, but there's one little special caveat. There was a speaker that spoke in Wichita in October last fall who was working for the World Economic Forum. And he came there, and I should go back and get this particular transcript and send it to you, because both of you, I think, would find it very interesting. This guy who was brought in by Wichita State to talk about the future of economic development, and he said that Kansas is prime for such things as transmission and AI data and meat-free societies. And I looked it up. There's 9 different alternative protein substances production facilities in the state of Kansas already. The other part of this, and I'm closing up in 1 minute, I'm going to go to a break just so that you two know why I'm not letting you talk, because I don't want to interrupt you. But the other part of this is that I think most people have figured out that today Donald Trump is in China seeking a negotiation in peace in Iran, except we were lied to. There's 17 CEOs on this trip all have a net worth of over $1 trillion, these net worth of the CEOs that are with him. And one of them is none other than the CEO, Brian Sykes, of Cargill. And do either one of you know where Cargill Meatworks headquarters is located?
I could guess.
Missouri, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas, Sedgwick County. And if you walked in their office in the last 5 years, like Angel Cushing has done, on the wall there's a sign that says, "We support 30 by 30. That's why Sedgwick County is such a key point in this whole scenario. Roll route. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. And the ladies will talk, and I'll listen after this.
Let's talk about the National Western. Just got a request for an interview that I did in January 2025 at the National Western. Why? Because this is where people in the livestock business gather. It's the gathering that makes the difference, the celebration of the culture. And we are the West. That is the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo 2027 around the corner. NationalWestern.com.